My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Chicago Bulls select Derrick Rose from the University of Memphis. After a year away from home at Memphis, Derrick Rose is going back home to Chicago.
We pass Rose.
Oh, stop it! Stop it! Do not do him like that! What are you doing, Dragic? Dragic! Somebody grab Dragic's neck. Do you know who this kid is? He is from Chicago. He has a 40-inch vertical.
The way I look at it, why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league?
Rose crosses over the fadeaway.
Let me step back and kiss myself.
Oh my
MVP
gosh, it's
time.
Over.
Windy City Assassin does it again.
Oh,
stop it. I want to go higher. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's your point guard, Neil Funk, going upstairs to get that ball. Woo! That was an elevator all the way to the top floor.
I want to go highest.
The Bulls with a chance to win here on Christmas Day. Rose left. Rose in the lane. Rose goes! Derrick Rose and the Bulls come back to take a one-point lead.
Now this is just a great shot. That's a point guard
wow.
Shooting it up over a 7'2" guy with long arms.
What a shot.
That was an incredible shot.
Dunleavy finds Rose. Rose trying to get open, fires away. Bang! It's over! The Bulls win at the buzzer!
Good Saturday night, Chicago. Welcome to a special Bulls broadcast on 670 The Score. I am David Haw, along with Gabe Ramirez. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Tonight, on this special occasion, we are on the concourse at the United Center, ahead of Derrick Rose jersey retirement night, outside section 102-103. Come say hello. See Gabe's cool sweatshirt. Hey, Gabe.
Custom-made sweatshirt.
Custom-made.
I know that it's your favorite. I know it's something you wanted, but I'm glad that they let us in here early. You know, doors typically open to Bulls games 90 minutes before tip-off.
Yes.
Today, they're letting people in 2 hours beforehand. So you can get in at 5 o'clock bright and early. So that way you can stand right in front of us and stare at us like some zoo animals.
The food is good. The drinks are better. You can buy something from the Windy City Sports Zone. You can sit here and just talk to us between segments and just talk about and reminisce about the career that was Derrick Rose's, because that is what tonight is all about. The Bulls and Celtics pregame coverage. We're going to be here until 6:45. That's when the pregame begins here on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklifts. Immediately after the game, that's when the fun stuff starts. This is going to be fun until then, but that's when the real ceremony begins. You can hear the Derrick Rose jersey retirement ceremony right here on The Score, live on the Odyssey app. And frankly, it is the kind of night that Terry Bors would appreciate. Mm. Terry, of course, a Score original, passed away Friday at the age of 75. The tributes will continue to pour in. They have been real poignant and sentimental in the last 24 hours or so. He was a big part of the station, and he would love a night like tonight. And he would also want to say how special of a career Derrick Rose had and want this to be the focus tonight. So we're going to talk about Derrick Rose. We're going to remember Terry Bors, and we're going to have a good time right here until 6:45 before Bill and Chuck take over along with Alyssa Bergamini.
Yeah, you know, Bill, and I got to be honest, I'm excited about that. I've been trying to figure out, like, where I'm going to watch the game. I wonder if I might just awkwardly stand next to those guys down there. I know they're listening right now. Shout out Chuck. Shout out Bill.
David, Chuck would love you.
Of course he would. Chuck's a great guy. He would love something like that. But you know what, David? I am so locked in, and I'm holding out hope that Derrick Rose stops by. Just
like walking by.
Yeah, look at Ray Diaz. He's
handing out roses to everybody.
You never know. He got the new flower shop.
He does have the new flower shop.
Shout out to them.
You think he might be able to snag Derrick Rose?
I think that you were just talking to him on the morning show
we
on
did.
670 The
we're
Score.
We're going to play that.
You guys are buddies. You guys are besties. Well, and so why can't you text him? People that don't know radio, they think that's how it works, right? Like, but David, just text Derrick and tell him to come by. You just talked to him.
That interview you talked about, unless Derrick Rose does stop by, and he's always welcome. We'll play that later in the 5 o'clock hour, probably somewhere, depending on how many guests come by and who else we're able to talk to. At 6 o'clock, to set up the rest of the show, Derrick Rose will have a press conference down in the lower level of the United Center across from the media room in the visiting locker room, and we'll carry live coverage of that. We'll talk to Casey Johnson at 4:25, and also Cam Smith, our colleague at CHSN, who does a Bulls Countdown Live pregame and postgame show. And then throughout the broadcast, if you want to call and text 312-644-6767, this has been a week. Gabe, I think this has been a remarkable week, kind of just to set the context. On Sunday, the Bears lost a playoff game at Soldier Field. But in defeat, I think that moment, that 4 hours, that day, that week in the season represented just how much a sports team in town, especially the Bears, can galvanize a city. And then Monday, Jonathan Toews comes back to town wearing a weird Winnipeg Jets sweater, and he skates around a victory lap a couple times. He receives a 3.5-minute ovation. In the crowd are Caleb Williams and Pete Crow-Armstrong, two of the best young sports stars in town. And that was cool. And then tonight they are retiring the jersey, number one, hanging in the rafters for Derrick Rose, kind of the epitome of Chicago sports, right? He's the guy that represents everything that people who grow up here want to be defined by: toughness, he's smart, and he has that perseverance. And that, in a week, it encapsulates everything that makes this sports city a great place to live, a cool thing to do our job. And boy, to be a fan of all these teams, you see how special and what that means to these people when they come out here and they watch this stuff happen. And they're just so appreciative. They're into it. And it's been just a week that's been very defining.
Yeah, and I think, David, it's also very special to be an athlete that plays it for the city of Chicago, because you receive and you feel that adoration. Whether it is Jonathan Toews taking a 3-minute standing O at the United Center, right? If it's the Chicago Bears ending their season, getting a standing ovation by the fans following the loss. Or tonight, where this place is probably going to be louder than it's been in quite some time.
I think so.
When you're talking
about
Derrick Rose, like, no one's leaving. Everyone will be – it'll probably be like a late-arriving crowd.
Hey, this is a 500 team, but by the end of the night, it's gonna they're going to cheer them like it's the 90s.
Of course.
Or this, like, the 2011 season, the Eastern Conference final runners-up. This will be alive. Yes, I believe that.
And then, you know, obviously we've seen it a couple times now, but whenever they show Joakim Noah, whenever they show Taj Gibson, I mean, those guys are – they define an era of Bulls basketball themselves, right? It's not just Derrick Rose. But the way they show up for each other, and I love what Derrick Rose said about those guys and why they're such a galvanized team. And he said, you know, when I think he said it on your show when it came to recruiting, right? He's like, you know, I didn't do it because I felt like I needed to be loyal to my teammates. I felt like in order for us to really bond and play for each other, I didn't want them to hear that I was going out and getting somebody else.
That was a special group. That was really a group that was good enough to win a championship. The team that John Paxson and Gar Forman put together that year, they just ran into a team that was a super team. They ran into the Miami Heat, which was in that time, it was the beginning of the alliance, the great alliance on teams, the free agency, the way that they would manipulate the system. But that team was good enough. And I think that that team reignited a lot of maybe dormant Bulls fans that to say, you know, Derrick Rose, the youngest MVP ever, and then with those guys that you mentioned, they played a certain way, Taj Gibson, Joakim Noah, and the bench mob. Everyone remembers the bench mob.
Of course.
When you can, when Ronnie Brewer could still walk through here and probably be a celebrity, you know that was a special time.
Shout out to, when shout out the real number 11. Some people didn't. They thought it was might have been DeMar DeRozan in that scenario. You mentioned the 2015 season, you know, where they, or I bring up the 2015 season where Derrick Rose hits the iconic shot off the backboard. The Bulls go up 2-1. I can remember it vividly in my cousin's basement, just thinking, "This is it. This is the year you're going to win the championship." Then Pau Gasol goes down. And games 4 and 5, he ends up missing. And, you know, it couldn't quite get back to that spot in game 6 by the time they fell. But that was a team where you felt like he came back.
That's
after
a great
the injury.
Memory. That's why I love that you're here tonight. I think you are the ideal person to be here for Derrick Rose night. And not just because you
wear
a customized hoodie with
Los Bulls
and the MVP on the sleeve.
Come on, Los Bulls.
But you're proudest of the MVP on the sleeve because you showed me that.
Here, I'll give you the story, right? So I was going to put the MVP one on the back. But it's a little expensive, David. I'm you know, that's like a cut cost right there. No, I felt like it looked better right there, but I wanted it to have a little bit of a custom. And then the Los Bulls, you know, he had an iconic moment in the Los Bulls jersey as well. You know, he had a game winner in the black jersey where it settled. like you know,
Gabe has an entire career.
It's hard
to memory.
I mean, when you I didn't have much to cheer for when it came to being a Chicago Bulls sports fan, right? Derrick Rose was that, you know, after Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler, you really felt like, okay, the Bulls are headed in a new direction. And then you get Derrick Rose and you thought, oh, this is it. Especially a guy that wanted to win and play at the highest level.
See, I think you understand it. And I have been in Chicago, fortunate to be covering Chicago sports for the last 22 years. But I came here from, you know, I'm from Indiana.
Yeah.
I'm from small town Indiana. I worked in South Bend and I came here. And I've come to really, obviously, appreciate all that I have witnessed because I've been fortunate. You grew up here, and the people that grew up here, I think tonight will hit them a different way, a certain way, because Derrick Rose, the Bulls, he played for the Bulls, but he belongs to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes, I think, everything about his career all the more special, and it resonates even deeper than maybe your typical superstar. And I don't want to speak for you or anybody who grew up here because I do think it does. That's my perception because, Gabe, you were involved in a documentary with Derrick Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrical Lemonade is putting it
together. Correct.
And I don't know when it's coming out, but they'll be here tonight.
Yep.
And I love the story about them interviewing you. And they wanted everybody to come up with a word that described what Derrick Rose, what you think of when they say Derrick Rose.
Sure.
And you came up with?
My word was ours, you know, just, and I meant that as a Chicagoan, right, when you're talking about Derrick Rose. I think, you know, David, growing up in the inner city, right, you don't have many people you can look to when you're thinking about, and I talk about this when I speak to kids in the inner city, like jobs, right, like actual jobs you can go out and go get, like to make money, to earn a living, right? You're not exposed to that enough where you can see different ways to make money and then you say, oh, this is what I can live. And so, when you see Derrick Rose, not that you want to go out and be a basketball player, right? But he epitomizes that path and even the end road of it, right? Where right now he's at his retirement. When I saw the video where he looked at it for the first time, even I thought, right? And I'm just a fan. Damn, he did it. Wow. And, you know, I think a lot of times as a Chicagoan or just anyone for that matter, but specifically us, there's a lot of doubt put on top of you, right? Where people, even Chicagoans themselves, when they see the success, there's a little hate there because they don't really want to see you succeed. And Derrick Rose not only did that, but did it in his hometown where it's the hardest place to get people to back you up and do it wholeheartedly. And that's what we do here in the city because, again, he epitomizes the grit and grind of Chicago. But the whole story is that. And I think everybody wants that
and
in whatever
story,
profession they're in.
We were talking about the other night on the Chicago Lead. I think the whole story, it does bring a smile to your face. It's very satisfying. And because it's ending with his jersey in the rafters. And I think that is just the ultimate tribute and the recognition of the accomplishment of his career. But his career was one of triumph and tragedy. Yeah. And that's not overstating it necessarily when you look at what was lost. He accomplished a ton, and he was the youngest MVP. But it's impossible on a night where we're considering the totality of his career to not at least – you have the great sense of pride that you just described well, but there's also maybe just a tinge of sadness. Not necessarily regret, because I think you regret things that represent maybe poor mistakes.
Sure.
Derrick Rose was a victim of fate. Mm. And when he went down on April 28th, 2012, and I remember it well because it was one of the worst days of any Bulls game you're going to remember – there's a before and after to his career, before the injury and after the injury. And what he was able to accomplish after the injury, he may tell you represented more and required more of his tenacity and his focus and his all the things that made him a great basketball player. But before he was injured, the Bulls were on their way, and he certainly was too. I think he will end up in the Hall of Fame, perhaps. I think he still can make that argument, as he did on the Mullin Haas show. But it would have been a no-brainer had he stayed healthy, relatively healthy, throughout the course of his career. And who knows how many championship banners may be hanging in the rafters alongside his jersey.
Yeah, people remember the injury well, but they forget that they were the number one seed in that playoffs, David. And, you know, the Miami Heat were the number two seed. And I know, obviously, the playoffs are different, but they had lost to them the year prior. They felt like they had a better chance with a different roster. So I think when you're talking about the Bulls, you know, whether it was Luol Deng, Derrick Rose, Paul Gasol, you know, during those 2010s, as a fan, you felt like the injury bug kept getting the best of that squad. So I think you're right. I think when you're talking about history and the ability to live forever, you know, that kind of...
You remember everything. Ray Diaz is here running the show. Ray, I'm going to look at you about 10 times tonight because Gabe will reference a game in 2012 that I had forgotten about 17 times. And Gabe was like, yeah, they were the number one seed. I remember that well. That was 15 years ago.
I remember because I was heartbroken. I remember being heartbroken. Like, after the Bears get to the Super Bowl and lose, and then all of a sudden you get this little Bulls run, and they kept getting hurt, and I just remember being so sad. That's why you ride so hard for Derrick Rose. And then he comes back. That's the best part about it, right? He comes back, plays at a high level, and then there's, like, the drama with, like, Jimmy Butler and et cetera. It's like, you know, I can give you a Bulls historian angle from a fan's perspective.
I'm sitting next to Sam Smith, apparently.
Kind of, sort of.
No, Sam knows everything. He wrote the book on Derrick Rose, literally. So there's a lot of people who will be here tonight. I'm very curious to see who from that era does show up. I think there are a lot of people that represent, and you see, and you're like, oh yeah, that's a 2011 team, or he's from the second phase of his career. Like you mentioned, 2015 and Paul Gasol. That's not the guy that I think of when I say Derrick Rose's best teammates ever. But he would have to be in the team photo.
And Rip Hamilton.
Oh, my gosh, Rip Hamilton.
Yeah. Don't forget about Rip. They needed a bucket. Remember, they needed a mid-range shooter at that time. They need someone.
How good was that team? The second iteration of, like, the post-Derrick Rose after the injury Bulls.
I mean, you're talking about Joe Kim, Pau Gasol, Rip, D. Rose, and what was it, like, Keith Bogans or something like that? You're talking about a team that, at that point, had veteran leadership, still star, as Derrick Rose talked about on your show, what you need on a team, still had a star. That was Derrick Rose. And then secondary figures. Rip Hamilton was a bucket.
He was a bucket. Yeah. He was definitely a bucket.
And so that's what they needed at that point. They couldn't get Carmelo. They had to get somebody else. It ended up being Rip Hamilton. And they could have made a run.
We're going to be here till 6:45 leading up to Bulls pregame with Chuck and Bill. And I think there are going to be a lot of things that come up along the way. But I'm just curious, while we're getting started here, when you look at the post-Bulls phase of Derrick Rose's career, why do you think that as he went to the Timberwolves, and then he was with the Knicks, and, you know, obviously is a little different of a lot different role that he played, but in every team he went, in almost every fan base he encountered, he was beloved, and he was a guy that commanded respect, whether it was from his teammates or when he got 55 points and with the Timberwolves and everybody was cheering along the way. What was it about you, Derrick Rose, that you think transcended Chicago and went beyond just him in this number one Bulls uniform? Everywhere he went, people wanted to, they couldn't miss Derrick Rose, and that he had that kind of following.
Yeah, I think not only was he someone that you wanted to have a beer with, but he was also someone that you wanted to be like. And I think that when you're talking about celebrity, right, in the pop culture world, the people that get followed the most, right, are the nicest, probably best looking, something like that, celebrities. in the sports world is people that you want to be on, like on the court. And Derrick Rose is that, right? He was an electric basketball player that was speedy. He wasn't the biggest guy on the floor. We saw that when LeBron matched up with him. But the way he conducted himself, he wasn't over the top. He didn't, you know, he was very humble. Your mom would be proud of somebody like that, you know? And so I think a lot of people gravitated towards that, where it's like, look at this guy. He's an amazing superstar. Bounce back, and he's still humble.
I think it's fascinating to see this next phase as well, because as we talked to him on the Mullen and Haas show, ask him a question about what it's like to see a son, PJ, play middle school basketball and the pride that every parent can feel and hear in his voice. And then the business aspect. Last time he spoke to this United Center crowd a year ago, we talked about being a businessman. And we had texters who were upset during the interview that we didn't ask him about playing chess, because apparently he's very good yes, at playing chess.
Yes.
So there's like this wide-ranging, all the interests and all the different things that he is now that don't have much to do with basketball, but certainly you know him best for being number one on the court, making you say wow.
It's cool to see him kind of transform, right? Because you think about players, they talk about it often, after X sport, what am I going to do? Or I had to figure myself out. And to see Derrick Rose, remember, he figured himself out while playing in the NBA. It wasn't when he retired that he came to this realization. He kind of found himself while playing, and then he was able to make that transition to retirement look seamless, whether it was via the Rose store or, you know, what he was doing with Adidas, you know, the chess thing, creating a new life. Like, that's cool to see. And you know what? Because you're so influential in Chicago, like, I might have downloaded a chess app and started playing, you know? Like, it's just what you do, again, because we talk about exposure, right? And what you're able to see as a young person in Chicago. And when you see D. Rose doing those things, guess what? You're going to do it too. And I think that's the coolest part about it. You love that. You love the transition.
No doubt about it. They call him Chicago Gabe because he knows everything Chicagoans feel when they watch Derrick Rose. He's Gabe Ramirez. I'm David Hall. We're at the United Center, outside section 102-103. Come see us when you get to the game for the Derrick Rose retirement ceremony. We're going to be here until 6:45, and that's when we hand it off to our pregame coverage, brought to you by the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. That's when Chuck and Bill take over with Alyssa Bergamini. We're going to talk to Bulls, and Casey Johnson from the CHSN Chicago Sports Network will join us next. It's a special Bulls broadcast right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away. Every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan.
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bulls have not been able to hit a shot in over 7.5 minutes. What do you foresee Chicago's plan here?
Rose is 6-for-22, but I think he's still your best option if you're Chicago. You don't have anybody else who can create something. And why not get him used to taking these big shots again? I say you go to Rose, let him penetrate, and try to create something.
Rose with the shot.
He scores! With 5.7 remaining in the fourth quarter. A clutch shot, a rainbow from Derrick Rose. The Knicks called for time.
Welcome back to the United Center Special Bulls Broadcast. I'm David Haw, along with Gabe Ramirez here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, that was Marv Albert and Steve Kerr on the call from October 31st, 2013. Game winner by Derrick Rose against the New York Knicks. I'm sure our next guest remembers that one, and all of our guests here on the score. Brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. Casey Johnson works for the CHSN, Chicago Sports Network. Just like Gabe Ramirez does too, and me.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Do you remember that one? Halloween night, 2013, game winner. I know you remember them all.
I remember them all, yeah. You say we work at the Chicago Sports Network. I mean, we watch all this stuff for the Chicago Tribune back in the day.
And, that's right.
It's just, you know, I know they did this last year, but this year just goes to another level. I mean, only 5 jerseys in 60 years of the franchise. You got videotape messages from Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. It's the whole league is reacting with love. It's pretty cool.
Casey, you and I were at the Tribune and covered pretty much every game of his career, but I was there. We were there for every year of his career. And from the moment that they, 2008, won the draft lottery, and I can remember the buzz,
yeah,
talking about how we're going to cover that through playoffs, through the good, through the bad, through the ugly. And I just wondered, now that you see this basketball immortality, this isn't the Basketball Hall of Fame, but it is a jersey retirement, as you said, only 5 in franchise history. What do you think that Derrick Rose is proudest of, knowing him as well as you do?
Multiple things. The biggest, I mean, he's been saying this all week, is that he maxed it out. Like, he gave everything he had. The other thing is just how much he always embraced the responsibility of playing for his hometown franchise. Not everybody's cut out for that. Not everybody's born for that. And he embraced that to the nth degree. And also how he's, in typical Derrick Rose fashion, spreading the love. Like, he's saying, this jersey retirement is not about me. It's about every one of my teammates, every one of my coaches, every fan that came to watch me play at the United Center, all my international fans. Like, he understands it's bigger than just this one moment of him, because it's never been about him. He's the most humble superstar I've ever been around. So it's been pretty cool to see. And, yeah, I mean, he's getting flowers from everywhere, and he deserves them.
Yeah, it's funny because you're right. Even when you think about Derrick Rose, it's never just him, right? It is the teams that he played on for the Chicago Bulls. But, Casey, I actually want to talk to you about – I loved hearing you guys talk about being there from the beginning. What was that like? I know as a fan, seeing him get to the city, it was mind-blowing that he even got there. But covering it, I mean, what – obviously it injected life into what you guys are doing also, right?
Well, I always say, like, okay, so he's rookie of the year, yeah, for sure, to answer your question directly. But I would say, like, rookie of the year's first year, all-star second year, first all-star since Michael Jordan, MVP third year. And I'm not joking when I say, like, it took 2.5 years for the national media to figure out, oh, maybe we should go to Chicago and check out this Derrick Rose guy. We had him to ourselves.
Well,
it was incredible.
You know, that's a great point in memory. But I also think, though, if you remember, Vinny Del Negro didn't do a great job of making sure that he was
the guy all the time.
And Derek is a deferrer by nature because he's all about the team.
Didn't it take a while for him to step into the how good he could be and accept maybe how great he was?
Well, yes and no. I mean, he's always been about making everyone around him better. But to me, the signature moment in that rookie year was obviously the playoff debut in Boston, game one of that epic seven-game series. 36 points, 11 assists, ties Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 35-year-old record for most playoff points by a rookie in a playoff debut. And he just did it so like, that's just kind of what I do. I mean, he was like so nonchalant about everything. But I have a lot of fond memories of that first year because, like I said, there just wasn't a lot of media around. It was like we had this incredible storyline and incredible talent to ourselves. It was pretty fantastic.
Going into 2010, and boy, was that a summer. But do you remember that was the Cleveland getaway by LeBron and all the things, and they ended up getting who they got, and that was the big chase. And I don't remember all the reporting and stuff that you did back then. But heading into that season, I think that was the moment where maybe the realization started to hit him. Like, why can't I be the MVP? And I know that you have said that's almost like one of the more memorable times of his career, one of the more memorable press conferences, because it was almost as if everything was coming together and he realized what was possible.
Yeah, and it was at the Bertel Center. Mark Schanowski asked the question, famous quote. And again, in typical Derek fashion, the way he delivered it, it was like confidence and belief, but in a completely unassuming and humble fashion. It was pretty remarkable. And I remember we were all just kind of looking at each other like, did he just say what we think he said? And then to go out and do it, just incredible stuff, man. And, we could talk Derrick Rose all day, which you guys kind of are for a couple of hours.
I got it with you for a couple more minutes. Did you believe it when he said it? Like, in that moment? You know, obviously, to be MVP is, and you had seen the season before, as you mentioned.
Right.
But to be the best player in the league, was there a level of believability in you?
No, I mean, I didn't like say, oh, there's no way, but I was surprised. I mean, because, you know, got to admit, I mean, LeBron's in the league at that point. I mean, Kevin Durant's in the league. I mean, it's like, you know, and it was the first year of Tom Thibodeau, so we didn't know where that was going to go. And then, as we all know, not only did he win MVP, but they lead the NBA with 62 victories and make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, that was a pretty magical season for sure.
That was a fun era. That was a great time. And everything before the injury was full of possibility, intrigue, and drama. And I don't think the Bulls were really a dramatic team, but it was just you wanted to watch them. You couldn't miss a game because of what they were capable of doing on any given night. But when you look at that team and those guys, why do you think that they, besides being good, why do you think that fans respected that group? And to this day, people will walk around and still, hey, Taj, you know, all the guys that were really part of that collection.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it like every time any one of those guys came back. I mean, Taj Gibson comes back with the Charlotte Hornets and gets a standing ovation to go into the game. I mean, totally resonated with this city because of the blue-collar, workman-like mentality, the maxing out of their abilities, the team friendly nature to that team. I mean, they all cared for each other. They didn't care who got the spotlight. I mean, when you have a player as good as Derrick Rose, who at the time is the best player in the league because he won the MVP, and he doesn't care about attention or it being about him, that permeates through the franchise. But the whole team was filled with guys like that. And then, you know, you had just lunch bucket guys, Taj Gibson, Luol Deng, Joakim Noah. I've been fortunate enough to cover the second three-peat and that whole era. And to me, they're pretty similar in terms of impact that I saw, at least throughout the city. And that's also, we haven't really dived too much into, that's augmented by the fact that Derek is from here. And, you know, I talked about the responsibility he felt providing for his hometown, but just all the hopes and dreams he carried with him throughout his career, that placed an exclamation point on that era as well.
Yeah, and being from here, I always thought that had Derek Rose been healthy, the Bulls could have won a championship.
So did
you feel that way? Okay, I was going to say, did you feel that way as well? Because a lot of people...
No, so do they, I said.
Oh, they. Oh, what were your thoughts? In that area, I don't know if LeBron was there, but did you ever feel like, you know, they had a fully healthy team, they could have done it?
I just know it would have been an epic rivalry because we saw it in that first year, them going to the conference finals, and then the next year they come back in that lockout shortened season and lead the NBA in victories again. So if Derek doesn't go down in game one of the 2012 playoffs against the Sixers with that ACL tear, you got to believe they're going back to the conference finals, and you got to believe they're facing the Heatles again. So it would have been fun to see. You know, that's all revisionist history stuff. I just know that rivalry was not going away if Derek doesn't get
hurt. So tonight, we have the game against the Celtics and then the post game with the ceremony. A lot of people who are fans are coming out because of a special occasion. Who from that era or who from Derrick Rose's life and career will be here that you're aware of?
Well, I know Tom Thibodeau is here, Taj Gibson's here, Joakim Noah is here, Luol Deng is here, B.J. Armstrong is here. Kirk Heinrich is scheduled to be here. I haven't seen or heard if he's going to be here yet. His family's obviously here. Coaches from his past. I don't know if Calipari's here. I have not asked on that.
Seems like if he's here, we'll find out.
Yeah. At some point.
He'll find a way, right?
He actually came to Derrick Rose Night last year from a recruiting trip and was sitting courtside because I talked to him on our broadcast. So I don't know what his schedule is now. But it's going to be an incredible ceremony. And I know some fans might not love that it's post-game. I think it's kind of cool because then there's no time constraints. It's not rushed. And it just kind of is all the focus on Derrick Rose.
Wasn't that the problem last year? And not to call it a problem, but it was a little bit tight and it had to be condensed and maybe it went over and that's why they want to do it this way.
Well, I get this question a lot and this needs to be emphasized. Like, I don't think people understand this. Like, last year was Derrick's production. That was Derrick's idea and weekend. He and his people planned that whole week. It was his love letter to the city of Chicago and this franchise and his fans. That was a Derrick event. This is a Chicago Bulls event. They are completely separate, which is why the Bulls didn't want to diminish this by shoehorning the jersey retirement into last year's event. I've heard people say, oh, this is a cash grab or whatever. And, of course, they are going to have a nice gate tonight. Don't get me wrong. But it's
Saturday,
not a cash grab.
Chicago.
It's completely separate-driven events. So that's something to point out.
Jersey retirements are really great debates for sports talk radio. And in every sports city, they're going to have, oh, this guy should have, and this guy, why isn't, whatever Bears player, whatever, it's always going to be a hot topic. What do you know about how this came to be in terms of why now? And if Derrick Rose is more worthy than Norm Van Leer or whoever else doesn't have their jersey retired. Because I think that's obviously one of those things that comes up. There's only five in team history. There's probably five more that want to say, hey, what about Artis Gilmore? What all these guys? How did it come to be Derrick Rose now?
Well, I mean, Michael Reinsdorf's been pretty open about this. Not only he wrote an op-ed in the Chicago Tribune yesterday. He's talked to us at our network about this. And it was just, they wanted to do it the right way, so when he retired, they waited a little bit, and then Derrick reached out and wanted to do that love letter to Chicago last year, and then Michael wanted to surprise him and came up with it. But Michael told me that it was like the easiest decision of all time because of what he represented to this franchise and to this city. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough. The fact that he, obviously he's from Englewood, so about this city, so about the fandom here, and always represented this organization with class. So Michael said it was an easy decision.
Yeah, it's almost like if you think about Caleb Williams being from Chicago, wanting to take it under the it's so true. But I think you're right. I mean, his impact on the city is obviously unlike many others that played here, and he did welcome that opportunity to do it. But his impact just wasn't locally, right, Casey? I mean, you're talking. This is a guy who, whenever he goes to China with Adidas, I mean, it is like Chicago everywhere he goes.
Yeah, and that's a great point, Gabe. And I actually just ran into some international media just even walking in here 3 hours early and setting up. I mean, so his hold on that country and was massive. It still is. Whenever he goes there, he's looked upon as like a, rock star or returning hero. So, yeah, I mean, it was always international in terms of his reach and his appeal, but he never forgot, his city and what he represented for this city.
Do you envision Derrick Rose being more visible as part and representing the Bulls organization, whether it's locally, nationally, or globally?
A little bit, yes. But here's the other thing I want to say about Derrick Rose. He's done a lot for this city and for this franchise behind the scenes. He does not always need the headlines. There was that one early in his career when he got the huge headline for donating $1 million to After School Matters. Trust me on this one. He has donated more than that. And that's not in the news. So this is a guy who likes to do things for the city, but I talked to Derrick this week for a sit down for Chicago Sports Network, and that's one of the questions I asked him. Like, are you excited about what's next? This dude isn't 40 yet. I mean,
I know.
Think about all he's going to accomplish for his city and in his next act. I mean, you can tell he's already thinking about the impact he can have in multiple ways, and it's just been cool for me. I mean, not just for me, but for anybody, like, to watch this kid go from a shy, kind of unassuming teenager to how comfortable he is in his own skin. And I always defended, like, people said, like, well, he wasn't a great public speaker. Even early in his career, you could tell the dude had substance. Like, you would sit down with him as an 18-year-old. He was great. He just didn't like all the lights and the attention on him. Now he's comfortable in that. So you take that substance he had at 18, filtered through all the life experiences he's had, and the comfortability that he has in being in the public spotlight, you've got a guy that's just ready to really take on.
Do you remember draft night? Do you remember, were you there? Did the Tribune send you there?
I wasn't in New York. I was at Chicago. Funny story, though, I actually was not watching the draft lottery that year because they had 1.7% chance. And I usually used to cover the draft lottery, but the Tribune didn't even send me because they're like, they're not going to win.
And then all of a sudden.
That's a great story. It was a remarkable just stroke of luck by the Bulls that changed everything. Last thing before I let you go, you said you interviewed him. I saw some clips. It looked very good, like he got into it and he was very sincere. Did you learn anything, or what was the thing that you will take away from that experience interviewing him now?
It wasn't really about basketball or this honor. It was about legacy and what he wants to accomplish next. And so in that sense, it was a little bit different interview, but it was really cool. I didn't really learn anything. I talked to Derek here and there away from the fray. I mean, he's a guy that's always been receptive to my times reaching out to him. I've stayed in touch with him pretty consistently over the years, so I didn't really learn anything. It's just every time I get a chance to sit down with him and see how comfortable he is expressing himself now and what he wants to accomplish, it excites me.
Well, it's like you said, right? You've seen him as a young kid, then you get an opportunity to interview him now before his jersey retirement. It's got to be pretty cool to see.
It is cool. Yeah. For us old geezers, it's pretty cool.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Always
Casey
fun.
Casey Johnson from the Chicago Sports Network covering the Bulls has covered every year and season of Derrick Rose and has some great content on the Chicago Sports Network coming up tonight and moving on. When we come back, we will talk to Cam Smith, a colleague also from CHSN, from Bulls Countdown Live, who has his own Derrick Rose perspective. We are at a very special Chicago Bulls broadcast at the United Center. Gabe Ramirez, David Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Of course, Derek at Memphis, John at Kentucky. Not a good pass cross-court like that.
Oh, beautiful pass by Rose to Noah. Had John Wall turning 360s. And that's why so many people feel like Derrick Rose could be the most valuable player in the league this season. Wall was doing all he could do to try to stop this, and Rose made a gorgeous
pass.
But
what helps this play is look at your big man running the floor, staying out of the way. That pass actually was between his legs. I thought he just dumped it back. How about that? Never missed a beat.
Welcome back to a special Bulls broadcast for Derrick Rose here at the United Center. I'm David Haw, along with Gabe Ramirez, here until 6:40. That's when we give way to our Bulls pregame show. And our guest here on this special edition of the Bulls pregame broadcast are brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. Cam Smith is from the Chicago Sports Network. He is the host of Bulls Countdown Live, pregame and postgame, and doing a terrific job. Also from the Chicago Lead and everything.
Yes, yes.
A little bit of everything. Cam, what does tonight, being a Chicago guy, being here, mean to you?
I've really tried to stop myself, David, numerous times leading into today because just the emotions that are starting to overflow. And not to sound like corny or trying to do too much, but it's real. When you understand that who we're celebrating and what he represents so many people in the city of Chicago, but especially as a basketball player like myself, he has achieved every Chicago basketball player's dream. You're the best point guard coming out of high school. You dominate Chicago basketball. You win city. You win state championships. You put Memphis on a national level, coming up short just a little bit with the national championship. You get drafted number one overall by your hometown team. And then you have the honor of being selected most valuable player in the NBA. That basically says that you are the best player in the world, because this league is the best league in the world. So thinking of that and how it's culminated for Derek and to Derek, and understanding the connections that I have with him and knowing his inner circle, they've had conversations with me throughout this week, and every single person that I spoke with had to stop themselves because they start to think of just their journey, and the emotions start to flow for them because they understand where they're from in Inglewood, what they represent, the obstacles that they had to overcome with so many people in Chicago, similar situations where you grew up, me being from the West Side and obviously Derek from Inglewood, two different sides of the city, but similarities there. And you think about your journey of how you have to persevere to achieve your goals and live out your dream. It's special.
I love that you said he lived out every Hooper's dream.
No doubt.
Because that's real, right? Like Chicago, even before Derek Rose, right, is a basketball town. Michael Jordan, you know, birthed an era of basketball players in the city. And then all of a sudden, like, Derrick Rose comes out, and he's actually from the city. And so every Hooper everywhere felt that way, where, wow, you're playing for the Bulls, and then you became the MVP.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the elusive, you know, world championship was something that most Chicagoans hold that to heart, because you feel like had he been healthy, it would have been there. But Cam, I want to talk more about, you know, you mentioned it, you touched on it also, that, you know, you did play basketball, right? You went to SIU, hooped in college. What was he like even afterwards, right? Because it was a little bit later, but he still kind of influences the Hooper in you. Like, what was that like for you, and how did he influence your game and what you did not only in life too? Because
yeah.
I was telling David, you know, his career in basketball also motivates you regardless if you play basketball or not in whatever you're doing as a Chicagoan.
Yeah, because he overcame, right? I mean, he overcame his circumstances. He overcame his environment. And also, we'll get to this, of course, of Derek post-basketball career. But what I love about Derek in his second act of life is that he's come back to Chicago, come back to Inglewood to better improve where he grew up and improve this city. But for me personally, and watching him play, obviously everybody can't be as athletic as Derrick Rose, but when you watch him play, it's the epitome of Chicago basketball. It's right at you. It's strong. It's tough. It doesn't back down. And it wins. That's Chicago basketball. So when you see him out on the court, you think of yourself. I mean, there are moments where
you would see Derek with the, you know, the long jump stop, getting into the lane. I tried to incorporate a little bit of that into my game because during that era of basketball, early 2000s, around the time that Derek got to Memphis and was in the NBA, that was one of the cheat codes for a guard to get past a defender or right. create space inside the lane to get a bucket. So that was one of the pieces of his game that I tried to put into mind. But again, I'm not as athletic as D-Rose.
I know what you're saying, but you're talking about what I would say is, you know, when you're from Chicago, you're either playing 21 or you're playing 32.
Yeah, it right? depends on what side of the city you're on, right?
Exactly. You're on, right? But the fact of the matter is, when you see Derrick Rose, a lot of times he never got the foul calls, right? Because he was used to taking the body and kind of being able to hit a bucket. And I used to tell people all the time, that's from playing in Chicago. Because when you got 19 and you got brothers and everybody's trying to stop you from getting that last bucket, you're kind of used to doing that and scoring anyway.
We're talking with Cam Smith here from CHN, the host of Bulls Countdown Live, the pregame and postgame show on the Chicago Sports Network, on our special Bulls broadcast from the United Center, outside section 102, 103. Come see us. Gabriel Ramirez, David Haw here until 6:45. Cam, knowing as much as you do about Derrick Rose's past and knowing that you guys are pretty much contemporaries, but you've been following his career from the beginning. When did you know or when did you suspect that Derrick Rose was somebody who was capable of being the league's youngest MVP or somebody worthy of getting his jersey retired?
Two situations. The first one, I go back to the first time that I heard of the name of Derrick Rose, and I'm speaking with my older brother. I'm in college at the time. He calls me. I say, hello, what's up, bro? How you doing? My brother doesn't respond with a, hey, great to hear from you. I'm doing well. How are you? He immediately says, I've seen the fastest person with a basketball since Jason Kidd. And my natural reaction was like, man, stop. Like, there's no way.
He's like,
there's
no way. Highlights?
No way. Right, exactly. And people are like, Jason Kidd, I mean, the Mavs coach? No, watch Jason Kidd highlights. We know who Jason Kidd is, David and Gabe, and how fast he was with that basketball, especially with the size that he had. So thinking of that and my brother saying that, I'm like, wait a minute, I got to go see this dude. And so I go and I watch him at Simeon and see just his career progress at Simeon. But that's when I knew, David. The second part is that's when I knew, when he was at Simeon. And we know this, Gabe, of being in the city. David, you know as well with the pressures when it comes to high school basketball. Because Chicago, this basketball, this sport in this city, you got to bring it.
With all the eyes on you.
All eyes,
and all the pressure, too.
And he's at a legendary high school that has produced so many NBA players. And even before Derrick got into the league, obviously with the late, great Benji Wilson, but you think about Nick Anderson and Bobby Simmons. I mean, so many guys from that school achieved their dreams of being in the NBA. And now he's pegged as the next guy. He's wearing 25. And that's the tradition of Simeon. The best player wears 25. He embraced that pressure and understood that I'm going to not only build this program up and take it to new heights, but I have bigger goals ahead. That's getting to the league, making sure that I improve my family's life. And so that second kind of story that I gave you, Derek, that's when I knew, like, he's destined for something. State championships, city championships. He didn't blink in the face of pressure. He embraced it.
And it was one of those things that when you are a young man growing up in the city of Chicago with everybody – the weight of the expectations, but also some of the complications that come with being a celebrity before your time.
Yeah.
Somebody who is young and all the things that we have seen other maybe athletes who are promising in their teens or during their adolescence fall prey to, he never did.
Yeah.
He always kept things all about basketball and all about headed in the right direction. And I have to respect just how he did that because it had to be more challenging than your typical than your typical path to stardom.
Yeah, no, and I love that you brought that up, David, because I have personal friends that in the city during their high school career were pegged as like the next guy or top 50 in rankings or top 15, but they've relied on that high school fame for so long. Even if they're 10, 15, 20, 30 years removed from that time, they still try to hold on to that. And it's not a detriment to them, but also you think about how this city, when you're pegged as that next guy as a basketball player, it feels like you made it to the league. And these are conversations that I have with my friends that were in those situations and had that fame and glory in the city. They felt like they've made it to the league. Everything else is going to be easy. But they don't understand that you have to continue on this path and stay on that path to really achieve your dreams and make that thing a reality. And for Derrick and for his circle, I think that's the main reason, one of the main reasons why he's being celebrated today, because you could have had so many things interrupt his path and stop him where he was going. But he was surrounded with his brothers, with his teammates from high school, with Tim Flowers. I spoke with Tim Flowers at Simeon earlier this week on Tuesday, and he thought and really reflected on the teachers, the coaches, everyone in their community that made sure that that group, especially Derek, stayed on the right path because they understood greater and better awaited them.
Yeah, and if you don't, you just have to show up at Export on Sundays and fall out and do something like that. I know you got to get out of here. We got to get you to Bulls Countdown Live. But are you grabbing merch before all this?
Come on now. Look,
it looks good. You got to grab some over here at the table.
Gabe, I had a conversation with my wife, David, before I left the house. I said, don't look at the bank account, but just know that a certain amount of money will be spent because I can't leave this building without purchasing some of this great D-Rose merch.
Babies.
I mean, the basketballs, the hats, I mean, the collection that's the collab with D-Rose and also the Chicago Bulls is top-notch. So the black hoodie I have my eyes on with the Bulls logo on the front.
It's not like
and do you want to be good or great
it's
on the back? I got to have that. Got to have it.
Is it going to be as good as Gabe's? Gabe's
I don't know. I don't know. Gabe has a plug, so I don't know about that. But look, it is going to be a tremendous night in the city of Chicago, inside the United Center. We're going to have everything on Chicago Sports Network. You can stream it on the CHSN app. You can watch it online at CHSN.com. Of course, watch it on television on CHSN. Kendall Gill and I will have Bulls Countdown Live at 6:30. We have a full lineup for original programming that's actually going to start in a few minutes at 5 o'clock with Chicago's Rose. So, look, we have everyone set up nicely. So get your popcorn, settle in, enjoy it because we're going to honor our own Derrick Rose.
Thanks for being here.
No doubt. I appreciate you guys having
Cam
me.
Smith, the host of Bulls Countdown Live, pre- and post-game on the Chicago Sports Network. And we have had what we call here in the business a food drop. And we will be back to discuss what we have in front of us.
What's left over, David?
And also maybe pick some of the food that's left, if there is any left during the break. And we will hear from Derrick Rose himself. We talked to him, Mully and I, on the Mully and Haw Show earlier this week. That interview we will air when we come back after we describe everything that's sitting in front of us. It is a very special Saturday night here at the United Center in our special Bulls edition. Gabe Ramirez, David Haw here until 6:45 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.